In New Hampshire, a new voter residency law has led to confusion, charges of voter suppression, and a legal challenge. Supporters of the law say it is supposed to clarify the state's voting rules. But as Anthony Brooks of WBUR reports, opponents believe it's a blatant effort by Republicans to block college students who come from out of state from voting.
That's a serious charge as an election year approaches. The complaints are coming from Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, as she campaigns for the first-in-the-nation presidential primary.
I want to say something that I know is very controversial in some places in New Hampshire. I believe in the right of every American citizen to vote, including college students.
That's Warren at the University of New Hampshire recently. She's referring to House Bill 1264, which Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed last year. Essentially, the law changes the definition of a legal resident in New Hampshire and adds new requirements to vote. It means if a student drives, they'll need to get a New Hampshire license and register their car here. It used to be that students or other part-time residents could vote here if they were domiciled in the state, which is a fancy way of saying lived here more than anywhere else. But Tyler Pierce and Greta Swartz, who are from New Hampshire and attend UNH, worry that the new law makes it harder for out-of-state students to vote.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a concern because when you have, like, any sort of voter suppression, which I think that this is really, like, we're not giving people their votes where they're being counted.
It's important. I mean, if you go to school in New Hampshire, I think that you represent the state as much as anybody else that lives here. It's your home now. So I think it's important for people to be able to vote where they are.
Maggie Flaherty, a junior at Dartmouth College who comes from California, agrees with that. She's a plaintiff in a case filed by the ACLU, challenging the law as an effort to suppress the student vote. The ACLU says linking voting rights to residency requirements, like paying to register a car or getting a state license, amounts to an unconstitutional poll tax. Maggie Flaherty just calls the law confusing, something that local election officials complain about as well.
Students don't know if they can vote or how to vote. And so the fact that this bill has made voting confusing and difficult and hard is a barrier in and of itself.
But Barbara Griffin, a Republican state representative, supports the law. She says New Hampshire was the only state in the country that didn't require voters to be legal residents, and that led to confusion.
New Hampshire has a pretty high seasonal population. And we have people who in the past have contacted our Secretary of State's office and said, I heard you don't need to live in New Hampshire to vote there. How do I vote?
Griffin says the new law takes care of that and makes it clear that only legal residents can vote. She says that's especially important in New Hampshire.
Given our status as a swing state and that we have had historically some of the closest elections in the country, we had a Senate race, I believe, decided by 2 votes. We think it's important to make sure that everybody's vote is counted the same and is counted correctly.
By the way, she's right about that Senate race. In 1975, John Durkin beat Lewis Wyman by just 2 votes in the closest U.S. Senate election ever. More recently, in 2016, Senator Maggie Hassan, the Democratic incumbent, beat Republican Kelly Ayotte by just over 1,000 votes. While Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in New Hampshire by fewer than 3,000. So thousands of out-of-state college students who lean Democratic can sway a close election. And that has long chafed New Hampshire Republicans. After 2016, one Republican lawmaker said, if you're in New Hampshire just 8 months a year, you shouldn't be able to vote here. The law passed mostly along party lines and remains the source of a bitter partisan fight.
There was a time in our country where we used to have poll taxes.
Rennie Cushing is a Democratic state rep from New Hampshire and a state co-chair of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. He says the new law is a setback for voting rights.
And finally, the United States Supreme Court decided that such a fundamental right as the right to vote should not be conditioned upon someone's economic wealth or any other reasons. And that's what this attack on the franchise is doing.
Supporters point out that the New Hampshire Supreme Court reviewed and approved the measure before Governor Sununu signed it. But now it's being challenged not only by the ACLU, but also by the New Hampshire Democratic Party. Opponents say with a general election just a year away, there's a lot at stake in this case. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.